The rest of the story. In all New York, there was no drama school more prestigious than the John Murray Anderson Robert Milton School of the Theater and Dance. One could tell at a glance. One could feel its importance from its East 58th Street facade, its elaborate wrought iron gates, its elegant foyer with parquet floors and wing chairs and tables, and of course its founders and faculty. Producer John Murray Anderson was a theatrical legend on two continents. Robert Milton and David Burton and James Light and Frederick Stanhope were immensely respected theatrical directors, and so it was that the imposing Georgian front on East 58th became a mecca for innumerable aspiring actors and directors and playwrights and scenic and costume designers and one shy teenager named Diane Belmont. To many of the students, Diane was known simply as the girl in the back, for she was so intimidated by the talented people around her that she often stood in the back of the class or behind stage scenery and watched their performances in quiet awe. The girl in the back. Among the gifted pupils was young Betty Davis, a theatrical firebrand with original ideas and a forceful delivery that riveted the attention of all who saw her. Diane, the girl in the back, wished with all of her heart to be like Betty, but she knew she never could. And so eventually did everybody else in the school. But finally, one day, co-founder Robert Milton called Diane into his office. Clearly, he was exasperated. "What on earth brought you here in the first place?" he asked. Diane thought for a moment. But she could not bring herself to tell Mr. Milton the rest of the story. For only a short while ago, she'd been a soda jerk at Walgreens. And then after having been fired for leaving the banana out of a banana split, she thought she would try another line of work, something exciting like modeling or acting. Well, Diane did get a part-time job modeling for fashion designer Hattie Carnegie. And that's when she changed her name to Diane Belmont, but she had always loved musical theater and thought that if only she were properly trained, she might be good enough to appear on Broadway someday. That last part, that's what Diane told Mr. Milton. The renowned director scowled. He thundered, "You will never be an actress, young lady. Not on Broadway nor any place else." And he proceeded to enumerate the reasons: her frozen, awkward manner, her impenetrable shyness, her inescapable Middle Western accent, her obvious lack of talent. She would always be the girl in the back. "Mr. Milton said I'm writing a letter to your mother. He said I'm going to confide to her that your tuition is a waste of money, that your presence in the school is a waste of time. And now," he added, "please go home." And Diane, utterly humiliated, but believing every word Mr. Milton had said, went home to her mother and spent weeks thereafter moping, sulking around the house, writing lugubrious poetry. And, oh yes, she changed her name again. She gave up the Diane Belmont and went back to her real name, Lucille Ball. Only now you know the rest of the story.